Now, John S. Doyle is back again to tell us what it says in Thursday's papers.
The declaration yesterday by US President Donald Trump that he will soon announce a 25% tariff on imports from the European Union gives the Irish Independent its lead story. The move, the paper says, could have disastrous consequences for Ireland, which has exports valued at €72 billion to the US. The economist Dan O'Brien is quoted as saying that 25% would be much greater than the tariffs the US imposed in 1930, which contributed to the Great Depression and the collapse of global trade. The Irish Times says that Trump's threat raises the prospect of a broad transatlantic trade war that could hurt both the US and European economies and inflict greater damage on frayed diplomatic ties among the Western allies. A letter writer to the Times reflects on the US president's reason for being interested in Ukraine. Aidan Feary of Dunleary writes, apparently President Trump, a teetotaler, likes his minerals. What was in the draft deal between Ukraine and the US over minerals and what is likely to be in the final agreement is discussed in detail by Joe Barnes in The Independent. The Times leads with an allegation made in a US court filing. The allegation, as Joe Brennan reports, is that executives in Dublin-based Icon PLC, which runs clinical trials, had motive and opportunity to defraud investors. This is when they sold almost $78 million worth of shares at what is described as an artificially inflated price, before the stock slumped on the release of financial results in October. Icon has said it will vigorously defend itself against the US lawsuit, the paper reports. A leading oncologist has warned that patients on low incomes are failing to get vital cancer care, as more and more new life-saving drugs are only available to those who can afford to pay. So the Irish Examiner reports in its lead story. Niamh Griffin writes that Professor Gráinne O'Kane of St Vincent's Hospital was speaking at the Irish Pharmaceutical Healthcare Association conference and became visibly distressed when describing tough conversations with patients. Professor O'Kane said, "We're in this position now where I'm sitting and asking that question, and I hate it. Do you have health insurance?" The association's president, Shane Ryan, told the conference, "One of the most pressing issues in 2025 is the disparity in patient access to medicine." The Irish Daily Mail leads with the plan by the Minister for Justice, Jim O'Callaghan, to establish a register for those convicted of serious sexual assault or domestic violence. The dig at a house in Drogheda in connection with the search for the missing boy Kieran Dernan is the main story for the Irish Sun and Irish Daily Mirror. The Irish Daily Star leads with the sentence of 20 months in detention given to a teenage boy who instigated an unprovoked attack on a tourist in the centre of Dublin 2 years ago. The man, Stephen Termini, sustained severe injuries. He required an emergency sight-saving procedure and was in intensive care for 2 weeks. Mr. Termini was in court for the sentencing hearing. In a victim impact statement read on his behalf, he said, "It's not right that they altered my life completely." But he also said he doesn't hold what happened against the good people of Ireland. The deaths of the broadcaster Henry Kelly and the writer Jennifer Johnston are given much attention in the papers. In The Independent, Martina Devlin writes about her friendship with Johnston and how on one occasion the master, as she describes her, helped Devlin to choose which Russian writer to name her cat after. In The Times, where Henry Kelly started his career writing obituaries and theatre reviews as a student before becoming a reporter, Sirica Pollock writes that he rose to fame in the UK as the frontman of ITV's Game for a Laugh show and as the presenter of the quiz programme Going for Gold. "You didn't just go for gold, you were gold, Henry," says the Mirror headline.
John S. Doyle, thank you.